Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, you outdid yourself today. Your copywriting expertise outdid itself. Is mohoeng a judicial muhu? I love that play on words. Why are you saying that? What did I miss?
It wasn't a story that hit a lot of headlines, but I've just written an article about it because the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, more commonly known as CASAC, has challenged the Judicial Service Commission over the interviews it had conducted of judges, and particularly potential judges to the Concord, which we've discussed before, and David Unterholder being one of those judges who was particularly egregiously dealt with. And what CASAC has discovered in obtaining a transcript of the deliberations is that Chief Justice Mokoeng revealed that the nominees were all on a pre-selected list. It was a pre-selected list of five. Now, the interviews are public, but the deliberations as to who to put on the list to give to the president to appoint are not public. But he got a copy. The Executive Secretary, Lawson Naidu, got a copy of the transcript, and it showed that there were no deliberations at all, essentially. And all that happened is the JSC endorsed his list as the best possible candidates, and Naidu refers to this as a complete and utter sham. I mean, we all remember the near weirdness of how terrible those interviews were. And other than Unterholter being essentially sidelined for being Jewish, one of the other judges, who's actually a judge, Pillow, who's an acting Concord judge at present, got a hell of a hard time from that denizen of rectitude, Julius Malema, over her relationship with Pravin Gordhan. Now, the relationship was not denied. What was denied was that his merely asking Mokoeng how she'd done a couple of years ago when she was appointed to the bench was how'd her interview go. She knew nothing about it. And the judge and the Chief Justice believed her when she said she knew nothing about it. But this whole thing had become a complete and utter harangue about something that was very largely irrelevant. And I mean, he literally, Mokoeng, confined his findings, his recommendations to a page on all nominees or non-nominees, as the case may be. But what's really interesting for me is, Pillay didn't make it. Unterholter didn't make it. And all he said about Unterholter was that he was a, quote, solid, solid, solid judge, but added that he has only just arrived. And so what Mokoeng essentially did is created a rule that says if you haven't been on the High Court for very long, you shouldn't rush to be put onto the Constitutional Court. Now, I don't know where the hell he came up with that, because the rules section, I think it's 174.4 of the Constitution, provides that of the 11 judges, currently there are 9 because there are these two positions outstanding, a minimum of 4 of the judges on the court must come onto the court having been justices in courts below that. So in other words, 7 judges do not have to have been judges to be admitted onto the Constitutional Court. Sure. So I surmised in my article as to whether his rationale for excluding Unterholter was racist, or whether he was actually just terrified of having someone of Unterholter's considerable ability and intellect. Is he a muhu?
Okay. No, well, there's a question. Well, I'll ask and see what the response is. I do want to just ask you to weigh in on something that literally has been published on News 24 all of, I think, 40 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Unrest South Africa, KZN declares state of disaster due to magnitude of damage. Do you happen to know, and I'm chancing it here, what the implications of that is? What does it mean to declare a state of disaster? What does it allow them to do?
to be honest, in the specific instances, I'm not quite sure what they have in mind. The problem, and I wasn't aware of it, but the only comment I can make is, as we know from our state of health disaster in the country, the problem with states of disaster is they can be reproclaimed and reproclaimed and reproclaimed without going back to the relevant legislative authority. Unlike a state of emergency, which once its period is up, it is up. What exactly means, I don't know, whether it's just to provide assistance, which is usually you a state of disaster will be about providing assistance, for example, flood damage or droughts, et cetera, et cetera. And that might be what it's about. I, to be honest, I don't know the details.
Anyway, I did try, and you did try. Thank you, Sorogon. Have a great weekend. We'll chat same time next week.
Sure.